From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. CBS and Warner Brothers Television made it official today. Ashton Kutcher will fill the void left by actor Charlie Sheen on the hit sitcom Two and a Half Men. For Kutcher, it's a return to his TV roots.
Well, this might tip the scales. I'm not wearing anything underneath my tracksuit.
That's Ashton Kutcher on the program That 70s Show. Today's announcement got NPR's Art Silverman thinking about cast changes of yore.
If TV history shows us anything, it's that fiddling around with casts and characters has a mixed record. Successful TV shows fool us into believing characters are friends and family. We hate change. Back in the 1950s on The Adventures of Superman, they ended a season with one Lois Lane and started the next with another. Despite that, the show continued for many more seasons.
Bewitched.
By the 1960s, the show Bewitched used a little hocus-pocus to swap husbands.
Did you say something, honey?
Darren was played by two different actors, first Dick York and then Dick Sargent. They did this without a mention, which bothered impressionable young people like comic Judy Carter, who always has an opinion on show business.
It was disturbing to a little child. I started looking at my dad strangely, going, well, he appears to be my father, but is he really? I mean, this was disturbing.
Plenty of other TV shows changed characters over the decades. Mission Impossible, Dukes of Hazzard, Charlie's Angels, even MASH. Some shows ease that change by getting the outgoing star to make an exit on camera. Like when Shelley Long left Cheers.
Goodbye, everyone.
And on the show Spin City, it was Charlie Sheen, yes, the very same Charlie Sheen, who was the newcomer, replacing Michael J. Fox.
Those were my balloons. They were supposed to fall on my head.
You got some nerve barging into your office telling me how to do your job.
Now, don't expect Charlie Sheen to pass the torch that way to Ashton Kutcher on Two and a Half Men. In any case, comic Judy Carter predicts the whole idea is a non-starter.
No one's going to buy it if they just bring Ashton into the show and go, yeah, it's Charlie, and he's 20 years younger somehow, because maybe he had plastic surgery, and he's twice as tall. So I don't know what they're going to do.
Whatever CBS does with Kutcher's character, it'll be up to audiences to decide if it works. And with TV's record on this, that decision could go either way. Art Silverman, NPR News.